Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 to 13. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. So today is the first Sunday of our Missions in Focus Month, and we welcome no other than Dr. Tan Lai Yong, who is here with us this morning. Actually, Dr. Tan Lai Yong is no stranger to us. He has spoken here before. He attends and serves at Bethesda Frankel Estate Church, and he comes with many years of mission experience, having served in Yunnan, China, for many years. You know, many of us are grateful to the Lord for mentors and seniors who have contributed influence in our lives, helping shape us to become who we are today. Is it not? Well, Dr. Tan Lai Yong was one such person to me when I was a very young junior medical student way back as well. So with no further ado, I want to invite Dr. Tan Lai Yong to come and give us the word.
Morning, very pleased to be here. Missions, eh? Okay. Missions, simply put, responding to God's heart. Okay? It is not my invention, not the Missions Com invention. Is responding to God's heart. Thank you for praying. I just got back last night. I was in Labuan, Komodo Island, and together with some NUS students, we have a mangrove tree planting project. So we read Isaiah. God is faithful so we can be fruitful. Okay, our fruitfulness is not predicated on what I do, my qualifications, my programs, but God is faithful so we can be fruitful, because the rain and the snow that come down from heaven will not return to God empty, to accomplish what He wants, not necessarily what I want. And then we have joy for the task ahead. Okay, for you shall go out with joy. We sang the song. Thank you, worship choir. You have violin, keyboard, saxophone. I was expecting a harp. Heaven, right? So we go out in joy and be led forward. Let's be very blunt. Today is Sunday, right? Tomorrow, as we go to work, do you bring God's joy? I've just retired from NUS, happily so. But many times in NUS, halfway into the class, I have to tell the student, can you smile? So God's purpose is that we be transformed. So I'm going to try something which I never tried before. I hope it works. Tell me, those of you who knows what this is, tell your neighbor. Can you hear? You have violin, you have saxophone, you have drums, one more musical instrument. What is this? Marion, can you hear? Can you hear the sound in the back? One more round. I won't project it. Okay. The veterans, please tell the young ones, what is this? Those of you who know what this is, please stand up. Missions are missions involve movement. It's not a lecture. Okay, those of you who knows what this is, please stand up. One? Only one? Yes, two? Prinsep Street is one of the oldest churches in Singapore. People are young. This is the gok kik gok noodle, right? No. Okay. Last time, got no Foodpanda, got no GrabSend. This young boy holds the bamboo. I can send you the video later. Takes away the mystery. Holds the bamboo and he runs down the street. Gok, gok, gok kik gok. And then from your house, third floor, fourth floor, you shout, hey, a boy! Then he will come and take the order. He will run back to the push cart. Take the order of 5 wonton mee or mee pok and run to your house and put it at your door. The amazing thing is, in the evening, he will come and collect all the bowls. We are the cocky cock for God, right? Simply put it that way. Am I the message? No. Christ on the cross is the message. When I survey the wondrous cross, you sang it. Here is the message. But we are the cocky cock, man. We are the messenger. Right? You shall go out with joy and he left out in peace. He cocky cock all the way, run to your house. And grumpy, moody, got noodle, don't have, chili, don't have, tauge, don't have. You want, take, the one done. End of the gospel. So in some ways, we are promised that with God's message, we can go out in joy and be led forth in peace. So I became a Christian when I was 14 years old, 1974. Became a medical student in 1980 by the grace of God. I did not go and collect my A-level results because I think I failed. Someone collected for me. And then someone showed me the results and God's grace is good because my platoon mate in Foxtrot Company, R.I. boy, I Siglap Secondary School. He saw my result. He said, hey, you follow, I follow him. He teach you boy, I teach you boy. Now teach you very popular. He said, so whatever he wrote, I write. I said the name different. He's Tan Man Hong, I'm Tan Lai Yong. Okay? Somebody paid the $5 application fee. When I get to heaven, I ask God who paid for it. And I got into medical school. Wow. Then I went for the interview late. No, you know why? I didn't know where medical school was. I had no idea that university existed. So to me, education was a privilege. Since I'm from Siglap School, most of my friends spoke Malay. I never passed my Chinese before. So I thought I'll go to India or Pakistan to work. But God has a sense of humor, went to China. Went to live in this corner of China. Sichuan Bana, Sipsong Bana. Mi Khun Thai Mai Ka? Khun Thai Sipsong Bana. Neng Song Sam Si Ha Ho Chek Pek. Sipsong is 12. 12 rice growing areas. A Thai-speaking part of China. I thought I'll stay 2 to 3 years because must come back for PSLE, right? But God's a sense of humor. We stayed 15 years. So in the 1990s, China was very different, very poor in that areas. And my task, assignment, my kokikok, was to care for the poor. How do we care for the poor? By sharing knowledge. So I have Filipino friends who shared farming knowledge, I shared healthcare knowledge. And so whatever we do now, whether you're in school, skills future, learning how to navigate handphone, and you do it with the purpose that half of it, one idea is to functionality, one idea is that is to share the knowledge with someone else, loving people. So these are Chinese citizens, not ethnic Chinese, but they live in the hill tribes. So all across, so God is sovereign. I had a heart to work for hill tribes, and all across Northeast India, Nagaland, Assam, North Myanmar, North Vietnam, North Cambodia, South Yunnan, they're all hill tribes. It's just different countries. So caring for the poor, sharing knowledge, loving people. Those are my children. My son is now 20. My daughter is... I'm a grandfather. My daughter gave birth. Very cute. The daughter and the granddaughter, both very cute. So when I had to teach village doctors, I put them on a tree. I said, you all stay here, okay? Stay here. Papa, go and work for the next half an hour to 45 minutes. And wonderful, you know, stay on the tree, they don't fall down. They come back to Singapore. They say, Singapore, many trees, but where are the children? How come children don't climb tree? When we came back, nearby, one time I came back for a vacation, I said, meet me at River Valley Road. They went there. They say, where's the river? I pointed to Singapore River, say, there's a canal. So, village doctors in those days, in each village, there'll be one or two, usually girls, who are either primary six, secondary one, or secondary two. One will become teacher, and one will become doctor. They are the two people in the village who can read. One become teacher, one become doctor. The smarter one become teacher. Doctor, don't need very smart one. So, one of the areas that we work with is in Nujiang. Nujiang is the angry river, the Salween. This later will form the border between Thailand and Myanmar. 22 hours bus ride from my house to the area, and we had village doctor training there. Nujiang is the home of the Li Su people. Read Mountain Rain. Okay, missions must read one. Mountain Rain by Eileen Crossman. And the first missionaries to the Li Su was the London concert pianist J.O. Fraser. And he lugged this grand piano up the mountains, you know. Today, if you Google Li Su church choirs, they are on YouTube some of the best in the world. They sing Handel's Messiah. They say that Li Su baby born can sing four-part harmony one. So amazing. So caring for the poor, sharing knowledge. J.O. Fraser brought the gospel through music. His kokikok was music. Okay, so my kokikok, healthcare. Teachers, bakers, bicycle repair, IT, whatever. So once we went there, take 22 hours, and then cross the river by this zip line. These are the Li Su people. And I met a lady who was up in the hills planting. So one of the prerequisites of being a missionary is you must be curious. Smile and ask questions. I say, you know, all stone, right? Those are 石头, stone and gravel. Can anything grow? And then this lady, very humble, and said, this is the land that we have. I dig, I water, something will grow. I add manure, cow manure, human manure. Once in a while, I climb down to the riverbank where there's fertile alluvial soil. I carry it and I add, something will grow. It's hard work. Wow. Then I was about to walk away. Then she stopped me. She said, 还不够. She said, we work hard to grow so that we can feed our children. But that's not enough. If we grow and harvest enough just to feed our children, we will die the next year. So we must grow and plant and harvest for the year and have seed for the next year. Isaiah was written in a time of conflict, war, famine. The prophet, God, through the prophet, did not promise them more weapons, power, money, financial resources, but give them bread, seed for the sower, and bread for the eater. Seed and bread. That God is faithful over all generations. And it stands a stark contrast with me. When I ask university students, why are you studying? Exam coming, lor. So much of our life is focused on the bread and less on the seed. What does it mean that I have seed for the sower and bread for the... Both are equally important. Okay. But as a church, as Christians, as husbands, as fathers, as soccer coaches, right? You've got to ask, who will win this World Cup? Who will win the next five World Cups? Seed for the sower, bread for the eater. How then do we as a church handle both? That we do have needs now, we have, but we really want to have seed for the sower. So missions happens as a community. Nobody, the farmers don't sow one seed. They sow many seeds. Okay, so exercise again. This picture, name three things that you have eaten in the, or name three things that you have not eaten in the past 2 months. Can be all of the above, huh? Banana flour. Wow. Three or four types of ginger. Actually got banana. All kinds of herbs and leaves and plants and vegetables. Missions is a celebration of the diversity that we have in this church. Okay. Second service, I'll play some game. But this first service, live stream, I don't play game. Okay? Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. We serve together. Okay? So you will cocky-cock the different parts of Singapore, some to the IT sector, some to the finance sector, some to the social sector. But we have to do it. There are areas in Singapore, in our vocation, only you can do it. So when I went to China, like I say, don't really speak Chinese. But missions begins with listening. So I asked some, we pray and seek counsel from local Chinese, both Christians and non-Christians, who we think have their feet on the ground and who have their brain and heart in the right place. And I asked them very plainly, I said, what should I do? I'm 35 years old, that time I was 35 years old, Chinese not very good. Medicine, doctor, quite average. Usually, people come to my house with children who are sick, right? They're very smart. They go straight to my wife, who is an accountant. Because my wife said, to him, everything also never mind, take Panadol. Right, so they say, oh, how to grow healthy children? They talk to my wife. So medicine, a very average doctor. What should I do? And I thank God that this group of three or four people that I spoke to, they say, huh, you're from Singapore. Come here, right? I say, yes. Day-to-day evangelism. You don't have to stand on the soapbox to tell people about the gospel. Leave that to us. We, the Chinese Christians, can do it. But can you reach the poor? Because we do not have the resources to do it. The leprosy affected, HIV affected, orphans, cleft palate, cataract, they don't have it. So can you reach them? Because you have the resources. I said, sure, we can reach them. So caring for the poor. I said, can you reach the powerful, the governors, the mayors, the police general? Because they think we are peasants. And you can reach them. makes so much sense for us. So we are diversity in God's kingdom. We are the cockpit man in every sector. And the trees of the field will clap their hands. Missions is a celebration. It's not a burden. It is a celebration. It is, when you look back, God at work. What is this celebration? The celebration is not in success or numbers. The celebration is in transformation. So we have this phrase, from thorns to cypress, briars to myrtle, or thorns to juniper tree, briars, which is another word for thorn, to myrtle. What's going on here? There is war going around. In the siege, in the ancient, if you watch all these movies, right? When the invading army comes, they chop down the trees and they make siege rams and they scale the walls. Devastation. And then into this picture, the prophet Isaiah says, you shall go out with joy and be left off in peace. Right. And the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Thorns to cypress, briars to myrtle. There's this transformation. So when I went to China, one of the things I did, and one of the things I do now, I just came back from, like I say, Flores Island, and where we have a mangrove tree planting project. I'm very privileged to bring 29 NUS students to plant mangrove and then stay in the village. Planting mangrove is quite amazing. You know, they plant the wrong tree, the wrong thing. I told them, must wear shoes, tie very tight because you're standing knee-deep in the mud. Half of them will lose their shoes. They planted their shoes instead. It's there somewhere. Okay, so planting. Okay. The Bible is accurate in science. Okay, but when there is a... Only when I went to live in a farm. When I went to China, I lived in a farm. Okay. Then I realized this is something miraculous. You can plant a tree from the fruit, from the seed, from the cuttings, from the leaf, from the root, but nobody plant from thorns. No, nobody go and cut a thorn and plant. You say, hello, hallelujah, got tree come out. Don't have. This is miraculous. Thorns to cypress, briars to myrtle. Right? There is a transformation that of our thorny self, our ugly self, that as you serve God in missions, you become the cypress. The cypress is tall. It's dramatic. The myrtle is a bush. You walk past it and don't even know it. But God knows. Some may be outstanding. Some may be low standing. But God knows. The important thing is the transformation that is going on. It was very important to me in China because of this yuanfen thing, the fate. A lot of people say, it's fated. It's not. It's transformed. And there's the celebration in missions is that you and I, as we put our hands into God's hands, He transforms us. And while the world judges by success, by numbers, by stock market, God measures by the transformation, and especially in the marketplace. So wherever you are, okay. Think of it. The red passport is very useful. So tell story. Presbyterian Church, right? My dear classmate is a dear Presbyterian, Dr. Goh Wei Leong, Katong Presbyterian. Katong Presbyterian, very good church, you know. You know why? Surrounded got Kim Nyo, even the kueh you eat from Katong. Wonderful, okay? After that, many good things to eat. So, this is just how God brings things together. I had 4 days in Johannesburg in between NUS student project. So my role now is to actually bring students to unique sections of the world to serve with their hands, their hearts, and minds. So anyway, I was in Botswana. We have 20 students for 2 weeks and 8 students for 2 months. Okay, see the world, join NUS, join this program. Botswana, amazing, right? So in between, I had 4 days in Johannesburg. Now, Johannesburg is a tough place. I don't go out of the hotel, okay? So I got 4 days in Johannesburg, I use AI. I say, dear AI, I have 4 days, I have $1,000 budget, I want to see this, this, and this. I limited to 90 minutes flight from Johannesburg. And I use different platform. They all send me to Maputo. Where's Maputo? Mozambique. all within the budget, within my aims, within the climate that I wanted. I said, not too hot, not too cold, must be safe, must have seaside, must have this, must have that. Okay. AI, right? Okay. God is sovereign even over AI. Unknown to my dear classmate, Dr. Goh Wei Dong, he came to me, you know, around that time. He said, hey, Lai Yong, there's this orphanage stroke church stroke Bible school in Mozambique that contacted him and asked whether he would host a gathering of Christians who are interested in what they do in Singapore. He says he has no idea who they are, not sure, and unclear. I say, huh, okay, I be your cocky man. AI tell me to go, I go. Okay, then you tell me to go. So I went there and visited the school. Amazing, right? And they are coming. They are going to hold a gathering. And I think missions is a celebration of God at work. The real pushcart is behind. The noodle, the kway teow, the char siu, the chili is all behind. I'm just a cocky cock. And God will work. Celebration of His presence in the marketplace. And the elephant in the room. Okay. So when I went to Yunnan, Sichuan Banna, we stayed in a commune, like a kibbutz, a tanwei. And then we were told by, dear people have different values. We were told by dear brothers and sisters, missionaries who were before me, usually Western. They say, oh, don't stay in a commune. Why? They say, you have no privacy. I say, huh. Okay. What is privacy in your mother tongue? Privacy in Chinese? Okay, no. Very cheap. Privacy in Malay? Anybody speak Tamil? Hindi? If you Thai, if you look through Asian languages, this word privacy does not appear. Just like computer does not appear. Right? What is computer in Thai? Computer. It's like that. I asked a Thai person, what is privacy? He said, privacy is something in my heart. Okay, it's not so much my balcony or my door, my curtain. You know. So I said, but if I wanted privacy, why should I come to China? Then I will stay in Singapore, right? So we stayed in a commune, and they worked together. It's an orchard. It's a real orchard. Not Orchard Road Orchard. Real orchard. It's got tree, fruit trees. And so we got to know people very quickly because you're almost like living together, working together. And in this orchard, there was an elephant, my neighbor's elephant. I learned it from my mother. I live in a one-room flat in a gangster area. So I was not allowed, as a child, I was not allowed to go out of my house because outside there were drug takers, it's a bad area. And no TV, no toys, no money to go to kindergarten. So I first stepped out of my house to go to school at the age of 7. When I only spoke dialects with my father and my mother. So when I went to school on the first day, my first encounter with English, the teacher called Tan Lai Yong. I didn't respond because I don't know that's my name. Because my name is Ah Weng Zai. The teacher, you! I said, my brother had to come out. So they know my brother Tan Lai Teck, Tan Lai Huat, Tan Lai. So they ask me, you are Tan Lai Huat, W-H-A-T. And then Tan Lai Huat, my brother. Total confusion. Okay. So finally figure out that my name was Tan Lai Yong. And I asked my mother, every day I stand at the window because no television, nothing. Watch, I stand at the window, what people go by. And to 7 years old, I asked my mother, why am I going to school? My mother very wisely say, Hoi Fa'ana, go to school to play. I said, done deal. To me, all my life, okay, school is play, up to MBBS, okay? Everything can play one. So I told the same to my children. They asked me, many missionary kids were homeschooled, which is very good. They asked me, why are they going to school? I said, to play. Once in a while, I study, but mainly to play. They were very happy. So on their way to school, they play the elephant. This elephant, this huge elephant, will wait for them. And sometimes in winter, it's very dark. And the elephant can walk behind us without you knowing, you know. They are so quiet. And then my children will have a banana or a piece of apple. Or sometimes even they pick the star fruit from the ground because they forgot to bring. And they will give it to the elephant. And the elephant will be happy, flapping his ears, swinging his trunk, pat them on their head just to eat one small banana. The elephant eats 300 kilograms of food a day. Why should the elephant celebrate over one One small banana. And that is missions. When we go out in our fear and trepidation as a church and we don't know what to do, we say we will go to Batam, we will go to, you know, Bosnia for the sake of the gospel. And what little we bring, God celebrates in heaven. The Holy Trinity say, look, my son, my daughter, my church, Prinsep Street. They do this, you know. They pick up a rotten star fruit from the ground to feed the elephant. Hallelujah. And the angels rejoice. That's why we are going out with joy and be left off in peace. But there are challenges, big challenges. Okay. Even in Singapore, one of the reasons why we came back was that so my children went to a local school. And by the time Gao Kao, you know, the Chinese pre-university exam, every day study, Monday to Sunday. So I told her, I told Amber, my daughter, I said, you cannot study so hard. No, you're a teenager. A teenager is supposed to play. Where got everyday study one? She said, it's okay, Papa. Everybody in China does this. I will do this. I said, no. Come back to Singapore for A-level. Half day only. Very fun. Yeah, I know Singapore is tough, but China is tougher. I say, as a father, I don't want you to study every day. You don't have to take the cow car. Please come back to Singapore. Got CCA. You know, teachers don't throw your bag out the window. And that's one of the reasons why we came back. Okay. And then I remember my first month back in Singapore, there was a young social worker who says her first home visit. And I was trying to learn Singapore again. And she asked whether I would go with her. I said, sure. So we went to this rental flat in Singapore. 8 adults, 5 kids. And none of them one family. That means this one is the mother, this one the father. And so this is Singapore. She was supposed to come and interview them to get them electricity vouchers. $30 only. On the way there, she told me that her department, she's in charge of holding her department's annual retreat, and she was in charge of the food. Missions is about listening. Okay. So anyway, she was filling up all these forms to give $30 electricity vouchers. This is wonderful. Charities, government, many helping hands do it. Then when I talked to them, I said, among these 8 adults, there was a duck rice seller, legitimate one, in the hawker center nearby. So I told her, I said, instead of filling out all this form, you are in charge of the food, right? For 120 people, right? Why don't you buy duck rice from him, add egg, add tau kwa, add something, and he will earn the $30 extra. Marketplace ministry, what? Why you fill out all this form to give charity? This is more dignified. It cannot lay because those are two things. That one must be no conflict of interest or something like that. As Christians, we should go in the marketplace with a lot of innovation. In Yunnan, I wish our Peranakan ladies from Bethesda Frankel, Bethesda Frankel, Bethesda Katong, all Peranakan, Kim Neo, Neo Kim, all the Peranakan. I said, I wish you can come. They don't need medicine. They need to know how to bake onde-onde to sell because they have coconut, they have Gula Melaka, they just don't know how to do it. Right? And the girls with polio will make the cake very well. So anyway, they came, and actually we have friends who set up this wonderful cake shop. So caring for the poor, sharing knowledge, loving people. Okay. And so I got my children back. I went to visit this home with this young social worker, Singaporean, mixed up family. I was holding a youth camp. Okay, sidetrack, I'm doing a lot of sidetrack. Men, what the one thing you need to do is to be Sunday school teacher. Don't let all the ladies be Sunday school teachers, okay? The only one thing I do in Bethesda Frankel is to teach the Sec 1 boys. That's the only one thing I do. Every Sunday, especially in January, February, March, I go and shake the hand. Ethan, welcome. James, welcome. John, welcome to Sunday school. I'm happy to see you. Theo, I'm happy to see you. James, year after year, this good Christian boys from Christian home ask me after a few months, hey, Dr. Tan, why are you happy to see me? I said, because God loves you, God made you. really, man? This is the state of our youth. How do we affirm them? So, men, you don't have to be great Sunday school teachers. You just have to turn up. Okay? I still play football with them and just need to hang out with them. Okay? There are 4 days, very important in the youth calendar. This is all learning. When you organize something, the parents will love you. Which are the 4 days? The day after National Day, when the kids are free and you are not, it's a holiday. Youth Day, Teachers Day, Children's Day. Do something. So anyway, I had a Pulau Hantu event. I love Pulau Hantu because one toilet and nothing else. So I bring the youth there. So since I was bringing the youth there, this home that I visited, I asked whether some of them would like to come with me. 3 came along. And at 4 p.m., I blow whistle. Okay, bathing time, all go and bathe. Then cook dinner, cook over fire. And these 3, about maybe primary 6, say 1, they say, Uncle, can we play on the beach? Because we never play before. Never been to the beach before. I said, sure. But I must watch over you. So I took a book, I sat down on the beach, they played. The tide shift, the current shift, they shift, I shift, they move, I move. 6 o'clock, I say, time's up, let's go and eat, cook your own dinner. And then one of them came up to me, say, Uncle, what were you doing just now when we were playing? I say, I was watching over you. You know, he cried. He said, since I was 5 years old, nobody watched over me. Thank you. What did I do? Just reading my storybook, Tom Clancy. Missions is demanding. It's also celebration. We are confident that God's word will go forth. It will bring its fruit. But we need to understand seed for the sower, bread for the eater. That what we do, some of us are better at bread, some of us are better at seed, short term, long term, qualitative, quantitative. Don't need to quarrel, come together and decide by the grace of God at this moment, in this situation, which one should inch forward, which one take a back step, but cannot be like that all the time. Leadership must bring both sides together. Seed for the sower, bread for the eater. Renovate your church here, expand the church worldwide. Whatever we learn here, when I sit for exam, when I see a patient, it's seed for the sower. When I buy something, and when I smile, I talk to the lady who serves us, if both bread for the eater and seed for the sower, and bring it with you. And so we will go out in joy and be launched forth in peace. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought together us as a community of faith. That as your word grows, some of us will be juniper trees and some of us will be bushes, all to the glory of God. So give us the strength, the resolve, the love, the first love. Heal our heart. Celebrate your gospel. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.